general thought on the game, getting guys in there, getting rhythm. I mean, clearly the hitters have some timing work to do, it seems, but that's what they're here for.
That's right, Derek. You know, there's a lot of positives to take away from the game. I'm sure some other questions will follow, but generally speaking, you know, we'll start with the defense. I thought was really good, really clean. O'Neal makes a nice play. Put off and relay was really well executed. Sosa makes a nice play going to his left. You know, the back, you know, outfielders on point, back in the bases. Dean was really getting after in the right spot. Yachty was great. You know, I mean, you know, really midseason form, blocking, you know, swung the bat well. And, you know, I thought it was overall, you know, got a lot of guys in there and guys were ready to go and looked like they were, you know, in a position to be ready to compete.
Jack was blunt in his assessment of his outing. He goes from a potential inning-ending double play to a rollover inning, which I'll take ownership for asking about earlier, with one call. What did you see from Jack, especially in the finish there?
I think he answered that question as well as I can. I mean, look, you know, we're not here to argue balls and strikes. First game of spring training, you know, clearly we thought pretty good pitch, and Yachty comes up and throws a missile down there, and could have easily been a strike him out, throw him out in the inning, and so we feel good about that first inning for Jack, and then you know, after that, just wasn't as sharp. Just but again, it's why we're here. You alluded to it earlier. You know, Jack's his own worst critic, so has high expectations, but it is the first day of spring training in a competitive setting, so don't read too much into it, and we'll move forward. He'll be better next time out.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
I know, you know, very early after the game, probably haven't got much of a chance to talk to him, just early impressions of Nolan in his first time out there, and just, you know, obviously a good cheer from him from the crowd and having the crowd back out there to give him a nice welcome to St. Louis.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I mean, just great to see him in our uniform. I told him that. So, look, it's just great to see you on our side. That was super encouraging. And, you know, see him go out there with the guys and take the field as a Cardinal is hopefully something he doesn't forget. Clearly, it'll have more moments for that, especially when we open up on the 8th of April. But it was also nice to see fans there to appreciate it. And it was good to have some support back in the ballpark and see some of Cardinal Nation represented in the stands and supporting us means a lot to us. And I know it was a special moment for Nolan, and it felt good to have him on the field and be on our side.
As for the other Nolan, had him there at third base. He made that one nice play. His plan to kind of start him out there at third base before giving him some game reps at second, let him get a little more comfortable, you know, just getting practice at second before the game speed.
Yeah, combination of things, Zach. And it alluded me to mention Nolan Gorman's really, really nice play defensively. And he took a nice at-bat later in the game as well. You know, look at the guys. There's a lot of middle infielders, a lot of infielders in camp. So we don't have the need to get him in there at second right at the moment. Create a little bit more time for him and let him play a more natural position early in camp. Create some more time for him to get his work, and then we'll find the appropriate time to get him in there at second base at some point this spring.
Benjamin Hockman, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Mike, just a super quick follow-up on Jack Flaherty. Does what he did today show the importance of getting that first pitch strike whenever possible?
Yeah, I think it was a microcosm, not only with Jack, but, you know, typically will be, Ben. You know, the guys that did it had success. Gio was good at it, dominated the strike zone. Alex Reyes was good, dominated the strike zone. Quick, effective innings, man. There's not a huge secret. We're not overly, you know, going to make too much of it first time out, but we're also not going to turn the other way and realize it's not important. So, yeah, that control of the count's working ahead, and the numbers dictate it, and the guys reinforce it today. You know, Connor Jones got away with getting behind the counts, but he's just some really good stuff out there today. And, you know, so it's usually representative. Cabby got two quick outs, and then, you know, inning got away from him a little bit and you know, with getting behind in counts then. So, you know, it's a big part of the success of our club, and we expect to control counts. And the guys that did today were super successful, were very efficient and had quick innings.
Thank you.
Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat.
Mike, one of the other things that Jack mentioned when we talked to him was the effectiveness of Tommy Parsons when he came in there kind of into a difficult spot. What's the value, I guess, for a young guy like Tommy to get into a game against mostly big league hitters on the other side and maybe see some exposure to guys who could really see sort of where his stuff plays right now?
Ton of value. You know, I mean, here we go. You know, go get him, kid. Second inning and against a very, very good lineup, and he goes in, and appreciate his aggression. You know, we talked to the group a lot about that, and you know, it's a standard that we have. The guys are going to compete, and they're going to be aggressive, and they're going to, you know, look at a challenge like here it is right down the middle, but they're expecting to impose their will on the hitters from a pitching standpoint, hit their spots, move it up and down and in and out, but be on the plate and on or under the plate or above it. But I thought Tommy did a great job. They got two punch outs, limited damage, so did a nice job with his opportunity today.
I mean, we talk so much about velocity, obviously, as you know, but Tommy is a guy who seems like his pitch mix is really strong and his location is really strong. Is that a really effective weapon for him, given sort of it kind of cuts against what the trend is maybe in guys his age?
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, it, you know, it is an overall trend. I get it with the big arms and big stuff. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, it's, you know, controlling counts still plays regardless of your stuff. And, you know, getting outs is really the most important thing. So, you know, stuff. We know stuff plays, but being able to use whatever stuff you have plays too. And Tommy has multiple pitches he can throw for strikes at any time and keeps the defense on their toes and gets outs. And that's, you know, that's really the name of the game.
Rick Connell, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Shildy, seeing Reyes and Cabrera and Gallegos in the same game and knowing you got two or three more guys like them, how does that make you feel about your bullpen?
Yeah, like our bullpen, you know, I have for years. It's been a pillar for us. It's allowed us to make the playoffs the last 2 years. We've got guys with more experience now. And, you know, it's a good bullpen. We just want to make sure they continue to move forward and improve all aspects of the game, which they're super intentional about. But it's a very, very, very good bullpen that is an asset to our club.
Back to Derek Cole.
Mike, you still have plans for a sim game tomorrow, and you said earlier that Michaelis might get the start there. Is that still the plan?
I think we're going to push Miles back. I think we're going to let some young guys go and see what it looks like with some other young guys and kind of take it from there, get some guys some at-bats that haven't got at-bats, get some guys in a more of a competitive situation, a simulated situation defensively. So I think Miles will be pushed back just a little bit, and we'll go from there with the other guys.
Is that any concern coming after live BP with Michaelis or just caution?
For now, it's caution.